Do you ever wonder why you do what it is you do? Take now, this moment, for example. Why are you doing this? Why are you listening to me? Or, I could turn the question around, why am I talking to you? I don't have the answer, but it's always, I think it's always useful to ask such disorienting questions, just because the thoughts that ensue might be interesting. They might not. They might be banal as everything else that surrounds us, the advertising signs, the television commercials, all the other vast forms of sensory input that we're confronted with day in and day out. It's all pretty pretty banal, pretty tripe ridden. So let's see what we get with this question. Why am I talking to you? Why are you listening to me? Well, I listened to a boo that came through the pipeline here, produced by one of the people who I'm following on the audio boo. This person is an artist who lives in Ireland and is originally from another country in Europe. And this person reported on a trip that he took to Venice recently for some type of artistic exploration. And he reported on an ordeal to find a hotel room, because apparently the city was completely crowded. There were only two rooms available in all of Venice, and one of them belonged to a dope fiend who was out of the room but had left his or her dope paraphernalia in the room. This conscientious artist in Ireland from another country chose not to take that room, and inquired from the hotel clerk if there was any other possible chance of getting a room. The woman said that there was only this one remaining room and gave him the key. Turns out that the room was a dark and dank, mildewy smelling type of place. Not comfortable at all, but the guy needed to stay there because it was the only available room in all of Venice. And what he found upon closer inspection was actually a charming feature. All of the other people who had stayed in this room over the years had decided to write graffiti on the wall about their experience. Maybe not all of them, but many of them. But anyway, this was just such a fantastic word picture this person I follow was sharing. And I just got that totally unexpectedly by surprise, and it was golden. It was brilliant. My only wish would have been that the person I was following, this artist in Ireland from another country in Europe, would have read some of those graffiti comments from the wall. Maybe that will come in a future episode. But what a great little scene. Then I thought about it some more. I said, well, who is this person that I'm following? Why am I following this person? And it turns out that, and I've known it all along, that's why I'm actually following this person. This person used to listen to my podcast that I did for a few years. And this person sent me frequent comments about the work I was doing on my podcast. Always encouraging, always supportive, always warm. Almost to the point that we've developed a relationship over time. Though we've never met, we've never really spoken to one another in a conversational form, our thoughts and our words are passing back and forth through this internet thing. And I can just unexpectedly have his words wind up in my ears on the iPod, telling me about this fascinating little room in Venice with graffiti on the walls. So for me, I suppose that makes it all worth the price of admission. And since it's free, I guess that's doubly good. It would still be a bargain, even at twice the price. So I guess that's why I'm here. But why are you here? I still don't know. Why don't you do an audio boo and tell us, why are you here? Okay, I gotta go. It's Saturday morning, and the world awaits. Talk to you later. So long.